Y'all ready to go to the other side?
I'm staying right here. I just got to stay right here just a little longer. Just a little longer with this. I got to stay here right a little longer because I need some of y'all to get some new keys. I need some of y'all to get some new keys. I need some new keys. I need you to go to the other side of the anointing that God has already laid out for you. I need you to realize that there's more. There is more. You got to believe that there is more. Even in the midst of everything, go back through scriptures. You can read and you see that the world was turned upside down, going crazy, but God was still doing great things for his people. Amen. Old Testament and New Testament. He was still doing what he said he was going to do. And he ain't a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. The promises of God are yes and amen. My money, you know, I don't bet, but if I was a betting man, I put my money on God. Because he's been around a lot longer than I have, a lot longer than everybody else. So he ain't lying to us, and I'm telling you, you're going to the other side. I don't know where if you're stuck, you're still stuck. You're still looking at it, it's like, man, you know, it just don't seem like it. Stay in there. After having done all to do whatever you do, you stand. You continue to stand. Stand. And fight. You fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Say I'm going to the other side. See, nobody can keep you from doing that. That's the beautiful thing about it. See, God's grace, he's already lavished us with his grace. Listen, he gave Jesus. He gave everything. He gave his best. And then he gives us his spirit. And then he said, he didn't slack on what he gave us. He gave us his spirit. So that's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the same spirit that created the heavens and the earth. That's the same spirit that raised. I'm telling you, you got to change how you perceive this. It's not by how you feel, because sometimes you just don't feel like it. I know you get off work, you go to work, you do different things, you see people, you see. Psalms 37 tells us already, fret not yourself because the workers of iniquities and evil do it. Don't even worry about it. It says that they shall soon be cut off. Don't worry about that. Praise God. Start looking at your promises. Look in the mirror. See what God called you. Get up every day. Say it again. If you forgot, look at it again. Look at it again. You feel grumpy and all bent out of sight. Look at it again. Glory to God. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 46 and 10. I decree and declare that you're going to the other side. Ooh, it's a little heavy in here tonight. Praise God. Get it off of you. Get it off. Get it off of you. It's a lie. It can't live forever. You're going there. You're going to the new building. You're going to, some of y'all ain't going to the new building. You're going to the new office. You're going to it. Praise God. And the air conditioner is blowing nice in that new office. Praise God. Amen. New air conditioner. Isaiah 46 and 10, it says, declaring the end of the thing from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Father, I thank you for your anointing to make this word speak clearly. I claim sharing. God speaks the end of the thing from the beginning. And so when you hear the word of God, you're hearing the end of the thing. If you get a prophetic word, it's the end of the thing. You rest. You have to rest. Somebody said, yeah, back there. Somebody must be sensing that. Amen. You hear that, what that is right there. You hear it. It's the end of the thing. It's the end of the thing. When you get that word, you have to stay with it. It is the end of the thing. So God speaks the end of the thing from the beginning. He speaks the end of the thing from the beginning. He called you. He says this in 1 John. It says that now you are sons. You're not, okay, praise God. That's the end of the thing. That's the end of the thing. You are son now. I know y'all saying gender and all this other stuff. You know, all right. One new man in the Messiah. There you go. I just gave it to you. Look, You are, listen, you are now sons of God. So he's already spoken the end of the thing. So when God says this, when Jesus, and the text that I'm using is the fourth chapter I gave you a Mark, and then I also gave you another verse. I gave you, Matthew's. I gave you Matthew's 8, 23 and 27. Let's look at that real quick, because I got to get you to see that, because I'm speaking to you not in natural terms. There's so much more you're going to accomplish this year. There's so much more you're going to accomplish this year. There's so much more. Whatever you're looking at right now, it ain't going to be the same. Next week, this time, praise God. That's the end of the thing. See, he can turn it overnight. He can turn it overnight. I thought I was supposed to do, I'm going to do a testimony in a second. Put my scripture back up. I'm going to bring a young lady up to the stage, and we're going to testify a little bit, because some people don't think stuff can happen overnight. Some people don't think it can happen overnight. It can happen overnight. Jesus says he sows a seed. You sow it. Praise God. Amen. You got your car? Amen. You better smile. She's smiling. Are you smiling? She's like, put me on the spot. I'm on the spot. I got my car. That's right. She got it. That's right. That's right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Got your own car. She said, my own. How old are you? 19. Got your own stuff. Got her own whip. No cosign. Got your own sign. Sign your own stuff. That's all right. I decree and declare that by the end of the year, you will cut the whole thing in half, and then you will pay it off in the first month of the new year. Yes! Yes! And get ready for yours, because yours is coming. Praise God. It ain't just coming. It's already here. Put my scripture back up. Praise God. Glory to God. And when he entered into the ship, the other version of this, it says, he says, let's go. Get in the boat. And the disciples followed him. Next verse. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Next verse. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was such a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this? They about to say, what manner of man is this about you? They about to say, how did you do this? How did that happen? Who told you? The power of the highest overshadowed you. And that even the winds and the sea obey him. What manner of man is this? Listen, Jesus was trying to get the disciples to realize that what he said was going to take place. They got in the boat. They were obedient, get in the boat. They got over there. And see, some of us tonight, it's like we're in situations. I have been obedient, God. You told me. I've done this. And now you're dealing with opposition. Somebody say opposition. Don't be afraid of the opposition. Think it not strange concerning these fiery dots, these trials, this stuff. Everybody's dealing with stuff like this. But the fact is, God has given us the victory. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to wake up for me tonight. Praise God. You got to wake up and realize that God has given you the victory. He's given us the victory in Jesus Christ. You have to become persuaded about what you're believing. You got to become persuaded. The scripture says in Romans 8, 32, he says, he that spared not his own son, but offered him up for us all. How shall he not? There it is right there. He delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? See, my confidence comes from a whole different place. My confidence comes from the word of God and the completed works of Jesus Christ. My persuasion comes from the fact that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I have the petition that I desire of him. Why do I believe that? Because he gave his only son. He gave his best Glory to God. So my confidence that me believing that he's going to make good on his promises comes from the place of resurrection. It comes from the place that Jesus rose from the dead. All my faith is built on this. My hope is built on nothing less. Y'all know the song, but the fact is, if I go over to Romans, the 10th chapter, everything that I'm believing, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth. That's the whole situation right now, where we're in right now. My confidence comes from the fact that the very thing that I got saved by, how I got saved, because I got saved, because of what Jesus did for me, everything else comes out of that, that's my response. My response is to the completed works of Jesus Christ. I get up and I pray because of the completed works of Jesus Christ. I get up and I give. I give my offering. I give my tithe. I give because of what Jesus did. That's why I do. I lay hands on the sick and they recover because of what Jesus did. This is all about Jesus, and he's trying to get us to understand. I'm trying to get you to go to the other side of the reality. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Tonight, that's who you are, and now you need to walk it out. Somebody say, I got to walk this thing out. You got to walk this thing out, because he's telling us tonight that we got to understand that he wants us to go to the other side. See, the other side, when I keep saying the other side, it's a metaphor to your life where you are. You can't keep living the way you are. It's too late. God has already blessed you. He's already blessed you. The blessing is pushing you toward that thing. I've already blessed you. I've already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. The blessing is moving you. It makes you feel uncomfortable because you're sitting around doing nothing. God said, that's that blessing. That's the blessing on your life, pushing you to do the unthinkable, pushing you to do the incredible, pushing you to do the impossible. He's trying to get us to wake up, to realize. It tells us in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, it tells us that the whole world is groaning and travailing, waiting for us to realize who God has called us. The world is waiting for our solutions. It's already out of control. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to act. They don't know what's going on. God's word created it. Glory to God. And God's word can fix it. And he's waiting for us to do it. God knows this place is going all crazy. He knows people are still doing what they're doing. He already knows that. But he says, Is there a prophet in the world? Is there an evangelist in the world? Is there somebody that I can work with that will work with me, will become a co-laborer with me? Somebody that will recognize that I need their hands for this earth. I need their feet. I need their mouth. I need their action. That's what he's calling us to do. Wake up, O Zion. Boy, woo! You're going to the other side, kicking and screaming. That's what they did. They got in the boat, kicking and screaming, kicking and screaming. See, there were people all throughout Scripture that God called them something, and they weren't that at that moment. There is nobody. He told Mary, I'm going to start with Mary. He said, Mary, you're going to have the Son of God. Mary didn't have the baby yet, but the baby, as soon as she says, be it unto me, she conceived in her heart the word of God, and it was made flesh. That's what you have to do tonight. Conceive the word tonight. He says, you're going to the other side. Conceive it in your heart. You're going to the house. You're going to have that money to sow into the kingdom, to save lives, to help children. You're going to the other side. He tells Mary, he says, oh my God, you are blessed. He tells us, watch this, Mary, you are blessed and highly favored. But then he tells us over in the epistles, he says, once again, beloved, oh, beloved, that's when he says, you too are blessed and highly favored. Woo! He tells Gideon, he calls him a mighty man of valor. And he was a coward. See, when God speaks, he speaks the end of the thing from the beginning. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's not a question. It's a statement of fact. Gideon goes over. He says, he starts to recognize and look at where he was. He says, oh my goodness. He said, where are all the miracles? And who am I? I'm the least in my family and everything. God don't care. He don't care where you are. You can come in here and start out at the end. It looks like you starting out at the end. Praise God. God will have you at the, he says, what glory to God. He says, the first shall be made last and the last shall be made first. So he says to get in, he says, I'm going to tell you what, you're a mighty man of valor. You're a mighty man. He speaks the end of the thing. He says, your name ain't going to be Abram anymore. Your name is going to be Abraham. The end of the thing. He says, you're a father of many nations. Well before he had it. Glory to God. That's on the other side of the cross. How much more, praise God, how much more on this side of glory? How much more? You're about to see the greatest move of God in your life. You're about to see things that your family gonna be dreaming about and wondering, how are you doing this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He speaks the end of the thing from the beginning. He simply said, Elijah said this, tomorrow this time there shall be plenty. That was the end of the thing. Oh, my God. Y'all got to get this. I'm telling you, wherever you are right now, you need to prophesy on your own life. You don't need no celebrity preacher to tell you blessed. You don't even need me. You need to tell yourself you're blessed and highly favored. I'm waiting for such and such. You're going to be waiting for a long time. You better start speaking over yourself, prophesying over your own life. Speak good things about yourself. I'm blessed and highly favored. Glory to God. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Listen to this. You are speaking the end of the thing at the beginning. You remind God of himself. Imitate him. Praise God. Glory to God. All right. We're almost out of time. Somebody say there's some requirements. Some requirements. Quick requirement right here. You have to accept the invitation. You have to accept the invitation. Somebody say, I have to accept the invitation. See, God gave everyone, every person that he called, every person, I give you an invitation. See, the thing is, see, when you sing, it's only me playing the keyboard and you singing. Today. That's today. Praise God. But you're going to be singing in front of thousands. Amen. You're singing in front of thousands already. You just don't see the numbers, praise God. But you're going to be singing in front of thousands on your own stage. You are the headliner. And I'm getting my tickets. Make sure I get my tickets. Praise God. That's the end of the thing. That's right, front row seats. And back. Yeah, I want it all. I want it all. Praise God. I want it all. Let's look at the word. So you got to accept the invitation. See, he just gave you an invitation. He gave you an invitation. Get a new key ring. Don't keep walking around with the same keys. Glory to God. Get a new key and a new key ring. Praise God. Amen. So you got to accept the invitation. The next thing you got, that's Hebrews 3:13. It says, exhort one another while it is called today. It is called today. Keep saying it. It's today. Keep saying it. It's today. Today. That's right. It's my day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Listen, I know people are saying, well, you know, it's still one day. One day with the Lord is as a child. See, y'all don't understand how God looks at days. One day, today, it's still today. We get up in the morning, it's like, today? God says, it's still the day. Y'all still in the day. You're still in that same day. All right, you have to accept the instrument. Once you accept the invitation, you have to accept the instrument. They went across to the other side on a boat. You going on the other side now in a Nissan. Brand new Nissan. Amen, somebody. Brand new, listen, accept it. What is the instrument he's trying to get you to use to get to the other side? So you got to pay attention to what he's telling you. Theirs was a boat. Yours is your voice. What is it? You got to understand it. What is that thing deep inside that he's placed? He says, I place treasures in earthen vessels. There's a treasure that he's placed inside of you and that no one else can do but you. You are uniquely you. You actually have the DNA code of God resting on the inside of you, waiting to come out to so everyone else can see the glory of God. It says that as he is, so are we in this world now. So he's placed himself inside of us and wrapped his DNA around our spirit. His spiritual DNA is my spiritual DNA. And now he's trying to get me to understand, can you please just unlock me and let me out? Can you open the doors and let me flow? Can you open up and let me be God through you? And all will see how great is our God through your life. Amen. That hit somebody right there. Hit me too. And point number three, praise God. You're going to have to accept the assurance, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. He was with them on the boat. He's with you right now. He says, I'll never leave you. Stop saying stuff like, when we leave this place, Lord, be with me. He with you. Yes. As we leave this place, not from you. He with me. He's always with us. And then he tells us in John the 16th chapter, I'm going to give you my spirit. Allah, he said, I'm going to give you my spirit. I'm going to give you another one called aside you. We say Paracletus. Okay, all right, y'all can say it if you want. But the fact is, he says, I've called one to come aside you. He is just like me. He's going to be in you, reminding you of everything that I said, reminding me, not only reminding you of everything that I said, but making you, pushing you to do what I did. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I see you singing in a conference. I see you singing in one. Praise God. It's much larger than you think. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I see it. I see it's just so clear. Praise God. Get ready. I know you got suitcases, but get rid of that old one. That old one that's just all raggedy. Get rid of that one. Praise. You need a new set to travel because, praise God, you're going to travel. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the instrument, accept the instrument, praise God. Oh, my God. Accept the instrument, accept the assurance Jesus is with us, and then point number four, and we're going to go out on this one, accept the authority. This is the problem that we have right here. He don't give us authority and take it back. Stop letting the enemy make you think it's like, oh, my God, I did something that God taking the authority from me. No, he ain't. He didn't do that. He says, I've dealt with your sins. I've already dealt with that. It's like, well, I'm going to God. No, yeah. It's like, well, you're telling me not to repent? No, you're supposed to repent. You're supposed to change your heart. Glory to God. You're supposed to do that. However, here we go. Don't send me no emails. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you are good with God. You got, when he gave you his spirit, he didn't, Lady Ross, can you please pass me that oil? This is the, thank you. She's like, thank you, sweetie. Look, when he gave you, he didn't do this to you. Take a little bit of the oil. All right, he didn't do this. Come here, please. She's like, this is this. That's all you get. No, that's all. You ain't getting no more? No, hold on. This is what they do. This is what folks do. This is what they do. Here. God, I want, now ask me for more. Give me some more anointing. Anoint me. Give me, anoint me some more. No, what God did was, this is what he did. He says, I gave you my spirit. Now, hold on, bring my spirit back. But the fact is, he gave you all of him. He gave, come here, later on. Come back. He gave you the same portion that he gave her. He didn't give y'all anything less. You have the same authority, he says, thank y'all. He says, the authority, he says, I've given you my authority. I've given you my power, and I've given you my authority. Take authority. He said, they began to speak to the storm. And the storm listened. The storm listened. No. The storm could hear. The storm listened. So whatever is oppressing you right now can hear you. Whatever's tormenting you right now, it's time for you to torment the tormentor. It's time for you to oppress the oppressor. You need to get up, fire up them tongues, fire up everything you can fire up, grab every confession you got, I don't care. You get a sniffle, I don't care. You get a little ache, I don't care what you get. Fire that knot up. Fire it all up. And I'm going to end with this. Praise God. Quick testimony. You ready for your quick testimony? She said, huh? It's going to be quick. Praise God. Amen. I got a testimony. Because, see, most people don't think God is doing anything during this time or whatever. So forth. You got the mic. Praise God. She coming down. Amen. Listen, y'all. I'm going to say this. This is so good. Praise God. Expect unexpected checks in the mail. Expect unexpected favor that don't make no sense. That pushes you 6 months ahead of every debt that you owe. I decree and declare that you pay off every last debt that you have in this year. In the midst of all the turmoil, in the midst of high prices, in the midst of all of this, all the shortages, that God will release his lavish grace upon your life. Grace for grace. Unspeakable grace in Jesus' name. Come on. All right, you come on. Hi. Come on up here. You gonna say something? Say something to the people. All right, this is gonna be quick. All right. And go. Okay. Praise God. She has a testimony.
Just scrolling on my phone, should be asleep. And I saw an email that said, send in your thank you letter for your financial aid. And I'm like, what are you talking about, thank you letter? I didn't know what it was talking about. So I jump up, and then I go, and I look at, I look online or whatever, and then I find out that it was a thank you letter for a scholarship. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I go in, and it says 100%. And it just says 100%. Mind you, my mom had asked me to send her what it looked like because she wanted to read through the letter. And I looked, and I found out the scholarship that I filled out for, I wrote 309 words, to be exact. So it just was crazy that it did, that it was just, I don't know. It was just, I'm flabbergasted still. So I was just like, oh. So anyway.
Amen. So paid for. Completely paid for. I know. And come here. Miss Carr, owner, come on, let the whole world see you and put you on blast. You ain't want it, are you? Oh, she came up with her keys. Just, she said, what am I going to do? You were shouting in the street. Just tell them about your new car, and you got what you wanted.
It's a 2017 black Nissan Altima, and it got exceeded my expectations because I wasn't expecting God is just awesome. Faith works.
There you go. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody said, I'm next. I'm going to say it again. I decree and declare every student loan paid and full. If you got one in here, it is paid and full. Your credit is good with God. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. If you're out there and you don't know who Jesus is, we love Jesus here. Praise God. All you have to do is repeat this simple prayer after me, and you come into the family. Supernaturally, you ain't got nothing to do with it. All you have to do is just repeat it. If you believe it, got to believe it first and say it. Just repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Tonight, I confess of my sins. I believe that you died for my sins, and I believe that you rose again on the third day. Tonight, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you're my Lord and my Savior. I'm saved. Praise God. Let's give God praise for that person who said that prayer out there. If you said it, inboxes, texts, and so forth, send us your testimonies. We love you to life. Hey, until next time, keep loving God, loving people, and living out your purpose. Amen. Y'all live.